With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Essex Town Councillor Kim Verbeek thinks it's time to put a pin in intentional balloon releases. She says they're bad for the environment and Town Council should investigate banning them.
They create ugly litter, but they also end up in our waterways. They're wreaking havoc within our lakes and our oceans. They harm livestock, domestic animals, wildlife, birds, critters of the water with entanglement, and also they ingest it.
A number of Canadian and American cities have already banned intentional balloon releases. Those who oppose the name Erie Migration Academy for Kingsville's new kindergarten to grade 12 school hope three times is the charm. Public school board trustees will be asked again tonight to change the name to Erie Migration District School. A motion at the last meeting to reconsider the name failed. Erie Migration Academy has sparked protests in Kingsville, and 2,000 people have signed a petition against it. Saying our peace and security is at risk, 51 politicians, academics, and human rights activists have signed a letter calling on federal and political leaders to turn down the political rhetoric. The letter calls on them to mend divisions as aggression and even hatred in public discourse rises. The Globe and Mail says the letter calls for research on what's behind the tensions to take action and accept personal accountability. You've heard of America First. This is like Ontario First. New regulations in the province compel hospitals, schools, colleges, and universities to give Ontario businesses preference for goods and services. Economic Minister Vic Fedeli says it's part of the province's plan to modernize public sector procurement and support local businesses. Police in Ontario have a new watchdog, the Inspector General of Policing. Ryan Techner started his mandate today. The role is the first in Canada and is supported by the Inspectorate of Policing, a new organization that will conduct inspections and analyze data. It's supposed to improve services, governance, and enhance confidence in policing. And when the city of Detroit hosts the NFL draft later this month, the city of Windsor will host its own celebration. Tourism Windsor Essex Pelee Island anticipates downtown hotels will be booked up for the event on April 25th to the 27th. Windsor is planning a Windsor NFL draft party on Saturday, April 27th on the front lawn of City Hall. You can watch the draft from there. An evening celebration is also in the works. The 73s and Lakeshore play Game 5 in their series tonight. Baseball has the Jays playing the Astros again. Before that, the Tigers play another one against the Mets, coming off their 5-0 win. In the NBA, the Lakers are in Toronto to play the Raptors. Rain today, up to 10. We might get a thunderstorm later on. Rain or drizzle tonight and windy, rising to 13 degrees before it falls. Tomorrow's high will be 9 with drizzle or showers. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.